Okay. All right. 5 minutes after the hour, we got the text from Dixon. And Dixon's still mad that, you know, I usually do a deal with my producer, and it was Colfax a million. And I do a deal with him, and Jadine's giving you the look. Are you good? You good?
Right. I wasn't. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm good.
He's just making sure, man.
Right. Yeah, I'm really
JD
not needy.
JD is on it, dude.
You need to fill in and produce one show for me.
No,
I am not.
No, no, no.
I am not needy. My levels, my ears are always good. I've got young man ears still.
I am very needy.
I'm Tanner Schwint, by the way.
Tanner Schwint's joining us from NoCo Now. From NoCo Now.
Appreciate it.
The award-winning NoCo Now, by the way.
Well, maybe. That was
I love your show, but I disagree with 90% of your sports takes. News stuff, yeah, you're fine. I don't know what you're talking about. But, you know, again, hold on. We'll get there.
Sorry.
Dixon just said, Brady, I realize the whole show bracket challenge is back and bigger than ever. Yeah. Winner wins $500, courtesy of PDC Energy.
Second place, $200. Bear Insurance Agency. And third place, a foursome of golf at the Eaton Country Club, presented by Eaton Country Club,
obviously.
That's
pretty dang impressive, isn't it? I mean, my goodness. And fourth place, you get... Susan and Cheryl kicked the bucket finally.
Take the day off.
They done. Fourth place, I was going to say, you get to go dancing with Susan and Cheryl, but one of them's... There they are. Oh, goodness. But your makeup's everywhere, Susan. Ah. Anyway, we do a challenge between us, my producer and I, and the loser between us goes and stands on the roof for 2 hours holding up the sign that says, I lost the whole show bracket challenge. And I thought, since you're so wrong about everything, I would bring you in, and that way you'd kind of be our fail-safe, so JD doesn't have to go out there. I worry about him in this neighborhood by himself.
I don't know if legally we can put Jaden on the roof.
I don't know yet. I'm not sure. Legally, I don't know if we're supposed to anyway. But I want you to be in this.
Is that better?
More
going back with the roof, or we're gonna up the ante this
year? How creative we are. Stand on the roof.
No, no bald heads. No nothing.
Oh no, my wife won't let me do that again.
Dye your hair.
I shaved my head on the air. Yeah, Sport Clips came in here and shaved it on the air. Down to nothing, man. I liked it. My wife hated it.
My first interview in here when I was coming
bald.
You were bald.
And then the next year, I did blue hair, but I just did the day stuff. You can wash it out that night.
Oh, you don't tell everybody that.
Well, because, I mean, they saw me the next day.
Yeah,
everybody saw me.
I was going to say, we're going with the roof again this year?
Yeah.
How long?
I ask the Hooligans to come up with something creative. It's 2 hours. I ask them every year, come up with something more creative then. And nobody has any. I mean, it's the freaking Hooligans we're talking about here. They don't know what they're doing. They're just like, go to the den, man.
If we want to get Brian Gary involved, something tells me that he might
have
something.
Well, I was thinking we get Brian up there, or Clark, Gail. I mean, loser is up on the roof and has to hold a sign with the whole show on it, which would be fantastic. Branding for my program, and also that you suck.
Do we do our show from up there? So no, is it during my show from 9 to 11?
No, it'd be during my show.
Okay.
That way I could call and make fun of you.
Then it's just a random dude on the roof of a radio station.
Yeah. Holding a sign that says, I lost the whole show bracket challenge. We still have the
sign. I'm in. I don't care what the bet is. I think that you did really well last year.
I got third out of like 70.
Yeah.
And the year before that, I got second.
I think there's
going
to be more people this year, too. So I think... I'm in, and I think that you're going to do poorly this year. I think that we're going to have CSU in. I think Wyoming's going to get in. UNC might win the Big Sky Conference tournament. I think that you have an agenda where you pick our local teams to go a little too far, and I think there's going to be too many local teams.
I think you're going to Jimmy G this, I think, is what's going to happen.
Win a lot of games.
I think you're going to just do enough to look fine, and then...
Nope.
That's what happens. Okay, here's... Scott texting in. This is Jimmy Dean's dad. You can put him on the roof. I'm good with it.
There it is.
Make sure the sign is big and he holds it high.
All right.
You've been signed over, man. You will be on the roof.
I know. I'm pretty sure the legality of it is fine too, since I'm 18. So
I thought you were like four.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm pretty sure my age goes down every day. I was 12.
So I got a shout out, and I don't think he'll mind, but my guy Sean Ellis is listening. And he had called the show earlier, and he said, did your kid tell you that I called it?
It is.
Dude, enjoy that right now. Tanner looks the same as you.
I was right there.
Now look at him. That does not last. No, Tanner
sexier
actually looks good. It doesn't last, though. I was once like you. I looked young, and it was a nice thing. Now when I go in, people are like, hello, sir, do you need a cushion for your chair? And I do, actually. I would love one. Do you have one? Do you have any? Are they seat, warm the seat a little bit,
there
too,
you go.
For me?
Yeah.
In the car.
Long story short, I'm in, and you're going to lose pretty badly.
No. I don't think you're. I mean, I'm in the top five every year in this thing.
I don't think this year you're there. I think you're going to let your bias for the local teams get in there.
I think Wyoming will win it all.
Yeah, exactly.
Or CSU.
Yeah. Now, if that does happen,
I'm going to win a lot of money. The bad thing is none of us can win the money. Somebody's winning $500. Scott, are you in, man? By the way, I want to do, we're going to be at the GOAT the day after Selection Sunday. I think 5 o'clock. We're going to do 5 to 6. Bring your bracket out there that day, and you're going to get a chance to spin the Wheel of Destiny and win, spin maybe yourself into a prize.
That'll be a blast. We got a couple of live remotes that day. Remember March 18th, too, that Friday.
That's our watch party.
And there was we got a great turnout for it last year.
We'll bring
year.
The Wheel of Destiny out there, too.
I don't know what Brady's going to get you for winning on the Wheel of Destiny, but it's going to be awesome.
Well, three of the prizes are just like, hey, a high five from Jadeen.
Nice. That's who doesn't want that?
Dance with Susan and Cheryl.
We'll be at McCarty's Grill at the Eaton Country Club Friday, March 18th as well. We'll watch party all
so
day.
So write those
there,
two dates down.
Yep, it's going to be a blast.
Monday, bring your bracket out. We're doing a special whole show. We're just going to talk basketball.
That's the 14th, yep, March
and
14th.
Then, and then that Friday,
March 18th.
We'll be out at Eaton Country Club.
Yep, that's a McCarty's Grill there too. I mean, we saw that, and especially nowadays, you get so many sports betting apps out there. We kind of all are like, okay, I've got this, you know, I got Florida minus -3 and you've got Florida plus +3 and we're cheering against each other. It just turns into one hell of a time. So that's going to be a lot of fun this week. And of course, we'll have all the games airing on our station too, so you can listen while you're headed out to see us.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Hopefully we do have some local matchups.
I think there will be. I mean, I think there will be.
Wyoming, CSU, CU?
Maybe.
Air Force? No,
Air Force isn't in.
UNC?
UNC is, if they get hot in that tournament, I don't see anybody in the Big Sky that can beat them. If you look at their losses, man, it's been to all, you know, below average teams. It's almost like they play down to the level of their opponent.
They're losing to Weber State, though. They did lose to Weber State.
That's the one real, and again, they were up 10 or 12 at half, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they just fell apart. So.
Southern Utah lost last night, so they were one of the teams with two losses. There was Weber State, Montana State, and Southern Utah with two losses. I think, did Weber State lose last night?
I have not seen that.
Now, I know we're not supposed to talk about that right now, but yeah, no, they darn sure did, Jaden. They darn sure did. They lost to Montana State. That was a big loss.
That is.
So that was their second conference loss.
It's there. The UNC could get into this deal.
But you got to finish that top five to get that bye.
Right.
But the better seeding you can get, so you don't want to play Weber State potentially in the second round.
No.
Or whatever, or Montana State. So the Bears, as it sits right now, they're two games out of the top spot, and they do have wins over Montana, Southern Utah, and Montana State.
And they play all those teams again.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't got to that back half of it. If they can sweep a team like Southern Utah or Montana State or something like that, that puts them in a really good spot, a lot of confidence. But, yeah, I'm in, man. I don't think there's anybody. I think that I'm going to win it this year. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'm going to win it, and then I'm going to take the 500, and I'm going to
based on your Jimmy Garoppolo take, if you keep bringing takes
there?
Like that, and we're not going to have to worry about it.
I would say most of the hooligans agree with my take, and you're just saying Jimmy G out there because that's
you love Jimmy Garoppolo.
Unattractive part of it, even though he's very
attractive. It's weird.
Do you want me to lay out my take here?
Lay out your 45-day plan.
45 days, Broncos are in the Super Bowl. 44, go. You got it? No. So you swing for the fences, okay? You go after A-Rod. Swing for the fences.
Like the baseball player?
Right.
That seems like a weird move.
You go do that. If you don't hit that, if you don't get him to
Denver. You're not hitting that.
If you don't get him to Denver, then you look out there and say, okay, what are the other options? I do not think there's a quarterback in this draft that is going to
be better than
the alternatives out there. The alternatives out there.
It's like a could it low
be,
bar.
Could it be Derek Carr? Could McDaniels want him out of there? Possibly. I think it goes Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy, I was reading off some of those stats to you earlier. Kyle Shanahan's 8-27 in his coaching career without Jimmy Garoppolo.
That doesn't, again, I get where you're going with that, but
he's a serviceable quarterback.
I think that's going to be true with most coaches, with their starting quarterback, if they're out. Most coaches are going to have a worse record with their backup in.
But if everyone thinks that Jimmy Garoppolo is so bad and they've got other alternatives out there, why haven't they been able to win, though? Why is it only with Jimmy G that Kyle Shanahan can win? Why is that the case? I think you bring him in here, and I think it's a serviceable quarterback. You keep your picks, and then you let George Payton go and put the pieces around him like he did a great job of last year. He swung and missed already on Teddy B. I mean, he missed badly on Bridgewater. So why
Teddy,
not?
Jimmy G is barely a step up from Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, come on.
Barely,
now.
Man. They're
come
average quarterbacks. Now. He's an average quarterback.
Yeah, except for Jimmy G has a lot more playoff wins under his belt and a lot more experience. And
why did they draft a first-round pick? Why did they take a quarterback
know.
In the first
I have
round?
No idea. I think that was a reach by San Francisco.
They don't believe in Jimmy Garoppolo.
I think that the grass is always greener got to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan a little bit.
They don't
I
believe
think
that's in Jimmy Garoppolo.
Why?
Nobody does.
But why? That's what I'm saying. The proof is in the pudding. When that guy's on the field, the 49ers are a damn good team.
It's imagine if they had a quarterback that was above average, how good they'd,
they
they'd
were
be
one
winning
defensive
the Super Bowl this
They were one defensive stop away from playing in the Super Bowl.
And
they
what were Jimmy?
It.
I mean,
Jimmy
again,
G
his
is the quarterback,
his stats in the playoffs, even the year they went to the Super Bowl,
but he doesn't
not very
lose.
Good.
He doesn't lose. So if you're not gonna be able to get that superstar quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, you go get a guy like this. You leave George Payton to have his draft picks, and you let him build that way.
Okay.
Otherwise, you don't take a flyer on somebody with a number 9 overall pick.
In the 2021 postseason, he played in 3 games. He threw 2 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. He was sacked 4 times. His rating was 72.
So, but what's the alternative? Denver has to go get a quarterback somewhere. You don't run it back again with Drew Lock. You can't do that.
Well, you might draft a quarterback. Again, I'd take my chances at number 9 with Malik Willis or something like that over Jimmy Garoppolo any day of the week. His numbers in the biggest games of his career are bad. You can talk about his regular season.
He's there at least. He's getting them there.
Getting them there.
He knows how to get a team into the playoffs.
20 touchdowns to 12 interceptions.
He's done it consistently.
He's not done it.
But that system that Shanahan runs is going to be a whole hell of a lot like what Hackett's going to run with his new age West Coast offense. You put a guy that has proven that he can win in that system into the system.
And his
here,
buddy just said,
go.
I'm done with him. And you think Nathaniel Hackett's going to take his old buddy's leftovers? Shanahan will tell you. He's not that good. That's why we took a quarterback in the first round.
But why didn't Trey Lance had every opportunity this year when he got in to take that job?
Shanahan taking the rookie approach.
He didn't.
But I think more coaches should take the rookie approach.
He played enough that if he was that outstanding, he would have taken the job from Garoppolo. But even Shanahan looked at it and said, okay, Jimmy G still gives us the best chance. Now, I don't. This is
yeah,
this
just
is
as good a rating as
this
Garoppolo.
Is like plan C, okay? Garoppolo is like plan C, but you have to start looking at these backup plans.
I don't want to go with plan C.
I don't either. I want Aaron Rodgers to be wearing number 12
plan
in Denver.
Plan A is I don't even know if it's Aaron Rodgers.
It has to be.
How many Super Bowls has he been to?
Oh, do we need to open this up again?
How many has he been to?
They are completely incompetent in Green Bay. You went in this 30-year stretch from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, and you won 2 Super Bowls. That's it.
The Broncos won 3 with Peyton Manning and John Elway.
Yeah,
I mean, if you want to talk about greats,
right.
They had 2 of the greats.
And Peyton Manning was at the end of his career.
Right.
Right? And they went to 5 with Elway.
Uh-huh.
And then they had the couple with Manning. If they went back-to-back, you're telling me if we went straight from John Elway to Peyton Manning, Denver would have been to the same number of Super Bowls? No.
Well, I mean, Manning's been to 4.
Right, and 2 of them with Denver.
But you're comparing ownership, coaching, and management situations to Brett Favre. That's different than it was with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, when Brett Favre won his Super Bowl, completely different setup.
I understand, but I'm just looking at that 30-year period from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. I don't care what decisions were made. Clearly, they weren't good enough to get him there.
We had a tweet the time they won the Super Bowl. Their defense was
defense.
The top 3 defense,
right.
And I haven't confirmed that, but. I mean, you're acting like the Packers are one of the most incompetent franchises in history.
They wasted a lot of great years. They wasted a lot of great years.
I mean, the Broncos didn't win a Super Bowl when Manning was playing great. They won it when he was at his worst in his career. So, again, it's if Rodgers is as good as you're saying, and the Broncos have not been competent, by the way. The last 6 years have been a bad, bad time
I agree.
For Broncos country. So the idea that he's going to jump from, in your mind, one dumpster fire to... It's not a dumpster fire right now, but they're not good.
See, and this is another spot where we disagree. I think on paper, outside of the quarterback position, the Broncos roster is better than the Packers roster outside of the quarterback position.
I think they're both not like top rosters right now.
And he just took that top or not top roster in Green Bay to the number 1 seed in the NFC.
Dixon said, Tanner, believe it or not, Brady is right. See, and to get Dixon to agree with me is tough. Jimmy G is a minor upgrade, and minor might be stretching it. Jimmy G may have some nice wins, but the eyeball test says he's a minor upgrade. That system and team carried him. Green Bay special teams won that game for Jimmy G.
So, but if you can't get the quarterback that's going to carry you, right? If you can't get that quarterback, why not get a quarterback that you know in the right system can get you to these places? That's all I'm saying. If you can't get the quarterback that's going to win the Super Bowl right off the bat and carry
the team,
you got
a brand new coach.
Then go get this guy and put him in a system that he can play in and can win it.
Nah, it doesn't do it for me. Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't do it for me.
I wouldn't be bouncing off the walls if they got Jimmy Garoppolo
You'd be Teddy Bridgewatering it again.
No.
That's what George Payton legacy would be. Hey, you need an average quarterback? I got you. I'm your guy. I'm at the point where you talk about swing for the fences. Swing for the fences on a quarterback at number 9 then. And just see what happens. Because you haven't, if Nathaniel Hackett's an offensive genius like we're hoping and praying, and he's got a guy in Outen that can develop a quarterback, you got guys in place that might be able to develop a quarterback. Now might be the chance to go for it. Or dare I say this, you try one more year with Drew Lock.
No, don't say that. My biggest concern real quick before about Jimmy Garoppolo is that my girlfriend may leave me if he comes to Denver. She may just go stalk him. I don't know what's going to happen there. That would be the biggest concern with Jimmy G coming to Denver.
I mean, I imagine you have Jimmy Garoppolo pictures all over the farmhouse out there.
That's right.
Eastside Chris says Chief Dixon is right. That's what he said. 22 minutes after the hour. Let's see if we can catch up with Mike Brohard. The Rams going at it tonight against Nevada. They need a win. They need to keep rocking and rolling. Follow up that big win over San Diego State. We'll see if we can catch up with him next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard, weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Colorado State looking to follow up an exciting victory over San Diego State with another one against Nevada tonight on the road. That game on CBS tonight, so another opportunity nationally for folks to check out this Colorado State Rams basketball team. Joining me now, Mike Brohard of CSURams.com and RamWire Insider. Mike, my friend, always great to catch up with you. We're a little late today. I blame my producer, J.D. He blew the clock again.
No, that's okay. I don't actually plan on a set time because you're on radio.
Especially with us, man. I mean, we're usually like 10 minutes well after the segment or something like that. So I do appreciate you rolling with the punches, my friend.
You know, when you get involved in a subject, you like to go with it, and that's fine. I get that.
You get hot, man. You get hot. I had Tanner in here telling me how much the Broncos should get Jimmy Garoppolo, and it just blew my mind. So I had to set him straight a little bit. So, again, apologies. I'm looking forward to this game tonight for Colorado State. Boy, what a game the other night, Mike. I was kind of thinking it wasn't going to come down to a last-second shot, but it did. But the Rams, more importantly, got away with the victory, winning 58-57 over the Aztecs.
Yeah, I think they would have preferred when they had the 20-point lead in the second half that it didn't come down to, you know, those last 13 seconds where San Diego State led all 5 seconds in that game, and that was because they hit that jumper with 13 on the clock. And then, you know, they came down the court, hit their game winner, played defense on the other end, and secured a win. And it was important because you get up on a team like San Diego State like that, you don't want to give that game away at home. And that would have been a third straight loss. And then you start to wonder if thoughts start to creep into their heads that they really don't want to have creep into their heads.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it was big for so many reasons. Obviously, beating a team like that, but you needed to stop the... And again, two games, they've lost 3 total, but you wanted to kind of stop that bleeding. Certainly... The Wyoming game was a hell of a game. The UNLV game was a tough one to take, but it was so big for so many reasons, especially to keep this Rams team right in the thick of it in this conference. It's such a fun race. I mean, you got Wyoming and Utah State tonight. That's going to be great. So I'm looking forward to that one. But that was huge just for the Rams to stay in touch, at least looking at that top spot in the Mountain West.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, every game really, I know coaches say it, it's also cliche, but every game, especially in the Mountain West, is top heavy as it is. As good as the teams are at the top, Then you look at the teams in the middle, and they're all capable of knocking off those teams at the top on a given night. Every game is going to be kind of crucial. And so that even includes tonight's Nevada game. I mean, you know, this is a great game if you like point guard play because, you know, you got Isaiah Stevens and you get Grant Sherfield on the court at the same time. And it was fun to watch them last time that they played. You know, it was a close victory here, you know, for Colorado State at home. But, you know, you look at that. You got Nevada. You know, you still have to play Fresno State. You got Boise State a couple of times. You got Wyoming one more time. You know, you get your revenge game with UNLV. You know, New Mexico's a team that can score. Utah State's a team that's going to muck it up defensively and make it an interesting game. So down the stretch, each one of these games is really crucial.
Mike, where are you on this team now? I mean, again, when they're winning games left and right, even when they're giving up, you know, when they're having to come back or maybe they give up some leads, whatever, at the end of the day, you're getting wins. Now, still, only three losses in the conference, so I don't think the sky's falling. But when you look at this team, have things changed a little bit in your mind as far as, you know, them being a favorite to take over and win this regular season conference, to go dancing? Where are you at this point?
I don't think my opinion's changed on this team at all. I think they're a very, very good team. I think they're an NCAA team. I think they're a team that can win at the NCAA level, you know, reach the second week. That's still where it is. There's going to be ebbs and flows in a season. And so if you're a fan and you're watching this and you get all excited because they started off with that great hot start, then you lose a couple of tough games and, you know, they start 20. There's two in a row. One of them's 2-0. One thing I think you got to keep in mind, if you've been watching any college basketball throughout the years, you know, once you get into conference play, these teams know each other. They have, you know, innate knowledge about the coaching staffs, about the players, you know, cross-recruited, you know, they know these guys, they know what their styles are. It's harder to win in the conference just because you got that knowledge. Teams get played a little bit closer to the best. So, you know, here's ebbs and flows. You're going to hit roadblocks in a season. As great as some teams are, you know, Kentucky, Dukes, when they were at their best, they would lose a game in conference play that nobody thought coming because, who knows, one reason or another, the conference games are tougher to win, and I think that's where you're at. But you've also got to find a way to win those games, and I think this team has shown a lot of moxie in one way or another, whether they're up late and holding on or whether they're coming back to win. This team's got what it takes, and it's got the pieces, you know, to do all those things that we thought they were going to do at the beginning of the year, which was go to the NCAA tournament and actually be a team that can win a game or two there.
Talking to Mike Brohard with CSURams.com, and you're right, this conference, even the teams that aren't in that discussion as far as being in the running or even in the March Madness discussion, they're still pretty solid. And on any given night, you know, you could certainly, I mean, Utah State's coming on strong right now. UNLV, they obviously, we've seen what they can do when they're firing on all cylinders. There's some teams in here that can really cause some damage to the upper echelon teams. So every single night is a battle. And I think we talked about that early, Mike, that, you know, the Rams, the more they win, the bigger that target gets on their back and the bigger a win against them would mean to their program.
Right. I think people also have to keep in mind, CSU can go ahead and they can run the table here and they can win the Mountain West Conference regular season title. And that would be great because that hasn't happened in a while. And that's a good big first step, and that's an important goal for this team. But keep in mind, that still doesn't give them a guarantee. If they do it, it's likely all being guaranteed you're going to the NCAAs, but you're still not a full guaranteed ticket punch kind of team. That comes by winning the Mountain West Tournament. So these games have to build them up to be prepared for what's going to be that grind. I mean, that's, you know, if you get into that thing, it's multiple games and multiple days. You got to win, you know, so hopefully if you're in the top four, you're winning 3 in 3 days. If not, for some reason, you got to win 4 in 4 days. And that's what gets your ticket points. So you've always got to kind of keep that in mind. That tournament is what is really becomes important because that gets you your automatic, you know, invitation to the NCAA.
Yeah.
But, again, like you said, in all likelihood, 7 wins, you know, you win these last 7, you're going to go 6-1. This is a team that's going to be NCAA.
Yeah, it's such an exciting basketball team to watch, too. And so many guys contribute on any given night. You know, you see Isaiah Stevens struggled a bit against the Aztecs. Well, David Roddy goes off and has one of those monster games with epic moments. Tanjay has been such a delight to watch him grow throughout. What's the status with everybody for tonight's game, Mike? I mean, expecting anybody out? I mean, that's something, too, at this point. As you get deep into the season, you want to try your best to keep everybody on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, it was important. You sit there and you saw John Tanjay come back in the starting lineup, and he played really well in that role against San Diego State. That's something that you probably like. I don't know. I guess I'm expecting him to start again tonight. But you get Adam Thistlewood back, and you can start building up his minutes a little bit, and then you start talking about, you know, the depth that you have on this team, because, you know, the bench is something that's been really fun to watch for Colorado State this year. I mean, it's a different guy every night that kind of makes it. But, you know, you got James Morris come off the bench, and he's played really big for them in the middle, especially defensively. But he's also given them some offense production. So that bench, I think the bench is what can help separate CSU as much as anything, because every team's got their stars. And, of course, CSU does with Stevens and Roddy. But you've got those other players. And like Nico Medved always says, be a star in your role. And I think night in and night out, somebody or two people are doing that off the bench for Colorado State.
Mike, what are you working on for us that we can check out as we wait for another big game tonight for Colorado State?
Well, I posted something on CSU women's basketball because they're looking at, you know, they got to play improved defense down the stretch. Went over and met with Jordan Simmons, the strength and conditioning coach for football, and met some of his staff because I think most people think, you know, strength and conditioning is pretty much all the same thing, but each one of these guys and their staffs, they have a different philosophy, a different manner to them. And so it's always interesting to me to go find out what theirs is. And it was fun to talk to Jordan for about 10 minutes today. We go talk to some of the players tomorrow after they work out. I mean, it's interesting. They're testing them. The big guys are coming in at 5:45 tomorrow morning to work out. And so that's, you know, it's got, start to build dedication and things like that that you need for a football team to grow, especially with a first-year player.
Yeah, well, looking forward to that, Mike. You do a great job. Love getting you on the program. And, hey, beers soon, man. Let's do that. I mean, once the season is over, we can try to catch up again.
That would be great. And then next Tuesday, you're going to have to talk to me from the great state of Texas.
Hey.
I'll be down there with the CSU swim team as they prepare for the Mountain West Championships.
I love it, man. That'll be great to get you on the program, as always. Good things happening at Colorado State. And Mr. Brohard is in the center of it all. Appreciate you, my friend.
Take care, guys.
All right, man. That's Mike Brohard with CSURams.com. 37 minutes after the hour. Jadeen, we're way late here. Let's go ahead and jump out. We still got Zach Stevens coming up from DMVR Broncos. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Forty-two minutes after the hour, some Broncos talk coming up here with our great friend Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. And Zach, I tweeted it, and I know it's not as easy as it sounds one way or the other with Aaron Rodgers, but I want to get your thoughts on this. I tweeted this out basically saying, hey, if Rodgers makes the Broncos an instant Super Bowl favorite, which I'm not necessarily arguing that they're not a contender, but why isn't Rodgers in the Super Bowl more often? I want to get your take on that, Zach.
It's a fantastic question there, Brady. And that's something that I've always said about Aaron Rodgers as well, is that exact same thing. Look, the guy is extremely good in the regular season. Just look at the past 2 years. He's likely going to be back-to-back MVP. But then you get to the playoffs, and typically he's able to get to the NFC Championship game and just fizzles out for whatever reason. And that's something that you cannot overlook, because it just happens year after year. This year he wasn't even able to make it to the NFC Championship game. So Brady, he is a massive upgrade, but is he instantly make this team a Super Bowl team? No, he doesn't. He puts them in the conversation. He makes them a contender, but I'm not crowning the Broncos Super Bowl champs if they get Aaron Rodgers. No.
Well, and you look at the odds, too. I mean, if you go over to the AFC, I think it's fair to say the Chiefs, the Bills, the Bengals, obviously. Maybe you throw in another team, like maybe the Patriots, I don't know, that are contenders. But you're one of three or four contenders with Rodgers. In the NFC, as it stands right now, who are the realistic contenders? The Rams and the Packers with Rodgers at this stage because of what happened with Tampa Bay and such. And we don't know what's going to happen with San Francisco. So, again, I just think everything points to this being an interesting move. We had a tweet response back saying, well, it's one and done season. He's in the mix every year, just like Manning. How many Super Bowls did he win before he came to Denver? Talking about Manning. And I guess I look at that and say, okay, great. Are you willing to spend your future on Rodgers has just as good a chance as any as being one and done?
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing with that, when you look at that, is the AFC West has more contenders than the NFC.
Right.
And we're just talking
right
about one division right now. So for me, I think every day that goes on, Brady, there's a bigger chance that Aaron Rodgers leaves the Packers. And I think if Aaron Rodgers leaves the Packers, everything that I've heard is Denver is the number one choice. The Broncos are by far the clear front runner. So that's great news. But when I look at it from Aaron Rodgers' perspective, I mean, unless he hates the town of Green Bay, I don't really know why he would leave. Look, the Packers are in a really bad cap situation, but the cap is flexible. You can maneuver and manipulate the cap a ton to make it work for a couple of more years with Aaron. And he's on a team that was just the number one seed. He has his guy in Devontae Adams. They'll try to bring him back if he wants him back. And Aaron Rodgers is now having a lot of say with that organization. And Tom Brady just retired to make the path to the Super Bowl that much easier in the NFC. To me, unless there's, you know, he just wants to change the scenery, I don't really know why he would leave the Packers.
That's where I scratch my head. You have just as good a shot, if not one of the best shots, to get to the Super Bowl right now. And maybe the Packers can, like you said, maneuver, make some kind of a move that works out for Rodgers in a weak spot. But at the end of the day, it doesn't make a lot of sense. People like to throw out the Boulder thing and the girlfriend thing. It's like, Rodgers, if he's staying in the league, don't you think he wants to win a Super Bowl? He wants to, you know, cement that conversation as him being one of the greatest. And the chances of going to a Super Bowl are far greater if he stays put.
That's what it seems like. I mean, I love the mentality of wanting to come to the AFC West in order to play Patrick Mahomes twice a year, to be able to beat Justin Herbert twice a year. But I think you're a little crazy. If you do that, wouldn't you want to take the path that's easier traveled? Now, hey, I'm all for Aaron Rodgers doing that and wanting to do that. I just don't know why that would make sense. But a lot of the things that Aaron Rodgers have done on and off the field don't make a ton of sense. He does things his own way, so he may want that challenge. And then you also look at, he has the connection to Colorado with his fiance, but Aaron Rodgers is also now building a home in Tennessee. He's got a lot of resources to go live where he wants, to have houses where he wants. So I do agree with you that I don't think that would be a massive selling point to Rodgers. I think the massive selling point would be to get out of Green Bay. And then he really likes Nathaniel Hackett. He has a fantastic relationship with Nathaniel Hackett. And that's not something that he can say with everyone in his life, football and non-football. So that would be a huge selling point. And then also the Broncos' weapons that they have on offense. Look, when was the last time the Packers drafted a wide receiver, a running back, a tight end in the first round? It's been forever. The Broncos, they've drafted the tight end in the past couple of years in the first round. They drafted a wide receiver in the first round, and they drafted another wide receiver who's a Pro Bowler and a running back in the second round. So they certainly have all the weapons, and if that's what Aaron's looking for, then Denver would be a great place.
It will be interesting to see, and then I'll be curious to see how those weapons, like you talk about with the Broncos, how they transition into next season, you know, because Javonte Williams, you're right, has all the makings to be maybe a great running back. I want to see how he does into that next season as well. Zach, I got about a minute here. The Senior Bowl, how are you feeling? I know you talked a lot about Malik Willis and maybe that guy being on their radar. Where are you today? You think the Broncos maybe is still looking at a quarterback at nine, or what are your thoughts there?
Man, I think the NFL is looking at a quarterback at nine. I think NFL is now on to two or three quarterbacks in the top 10, just as it always goes, Brady. But for me personally, I'm not sold on any of these guys. I mean, it just makes it that much more imperative to go get Rodgers, to go get Russ, to go get a legitimate guy, or you just have to kick the can down the road one more year. And I know people don't want to hear it, but I'm not sold on any of these guys, especially with the ninth overall pick. Malik Willis flashed a ton of traits and a very high ceiling, but he was so inconsistent at Liberty. Are you really going to just go off, you know, the things that are done off the football field instead of the tape he actually has? That concerns me.
It'll be interesting, my friend Zach. Always appreciate you. We'll try to carve it out so we get more time with you, because I know you're hitting up your podcast. You're doing a bunch of things, but we'll try to see if we can carve out more time with you next week, my friend.
That'll be great, Brady. I'd love it.
All right, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. He's a busy man, and rightfully so. He's kicking butt with DNVR Broncos. 49 minutes after the hour. We need to take a break here and wrap up this show today. It's been fantastic. It's been so much fun. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Join the legendary broadcaster Jerry Schemmel this season for UNC basketball coverage on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Jerry Schemmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. I have no time. I have zero time. Jaden, you have blown the clock again, my friend. I blame you 100%. No. What is this, your second full week on the job? Is this week two, week three? I'll stop counting at some point, but fantastic work by you. I'm getting into Twitter arguments. Come on and join me. Back me up, or like most of the hooligans, go against me. Follow me on Twitter, at Whole Show. Let's rock and roll, man. Let's keep this conversation going. Maybe we'll fire up a YouTube video. What do you think? Let's get after it. All right, that's going to do it for us. Coming up next, we have Betting Across America, the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. We got the UNC Coaches Show tonight, live from the GOAT. Good night, Northern Colorado.